May it please God to bless us together this evening as we consider his word. Let's turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, reading verse 5. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, and reading verse 5. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. The account of Zacchaeus is a very wonderful and beautiful account, and it is probably one of the more well-known accounts in the Word of God. But it does have a great deal of instruction and a great deal of teaching for us as we ponder the events which unfold as we see in this little account. And it makes us very aware that the Lord knows where everyone is. The Lord knows where we are at every moment in our life. And I suppose we often tend to forget that, and we carry on in our normal course of life, day by day, often failing to realise that the Lord watches over us, and the Lord knows exactly where we are, and he knows what our thoughts are and what our intents are. And so we can be thankful for this truth and for the blessing that it contains. And so we have this evidence here of Zacchaeus. And what is Zacchaeus doing? Well, he was, of course, a rich man. And Zacchaeus, being a rich man, he became a rich man probably not through an honourable way, because he was outlined here as a tax collector. He's a publican, but he's a tax collector. And tax collectors in those days were usually dishonest men, and they made people pay more than was their due, and so he became rich in that way. Now, this man Zacchaeus, he was the chief. He wasn't an unimportant person. He would have been well known. And we see that in his heart he desired to see Jesus, and he sought to see Jesus, who he was. Now, he was a little man, and because there was a crowd and he couldn't get a good view of Jesus, so what he did, he ran before and he climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him. Well, it's again surprising to think of an eminent person like he was doing such a deed. But the desire in his heart was great, that he might have a good view of Jesus, who he was, and he knew that he was to pass by that way. And so Jesus did come and pass by that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. No doubt Zacchaeus was very surprised. No doubt Zacchaeus was very surprised the Lord had even stopped, and very surprised that he should have spoken to him in this way. And it may be, of course, similar in our lives. Sometimes we may be surprised at what occurs, events which unfold themselves in our lives. Zacchaeus got up in the morning, probably a normal day, never expected the Lord to come and to look at him where he was. It may be so in our lives. We may have got up never really expecting the Lord to look at us, never really expecting the Lord to speak to us. But the blessing is that God has an appointed time in all of our lives. And there's a line of the hymn which tells us this: not to propose, but to call by grace. And that's what God's word does. God's word makes spiritually alive. When God speaks, that word cannot be resisted. It is the word of God, and it comes into our hearts. And it came to this man Zacchaeus on this wonderful occasion. Well, it'll be a good thing if you and I in our lives have an occasion to look back and realize, yes, Jesus came. As it were, he stopped where I was. I was surprised. And he stopped, he looked, and he spoke. It's a wonderful blessing to have Jesus come where we are and to stop and to speak to us. Now, the words that the Lord spoke to Zacchaeus here were very wonderful and very glorious words. Very simple, very straightforward. And I would say this: when God speaks, the word is clear and the word is straightforward. Sometimes we misinterpret it. We sometimes misinterpret God's word because it doesn't necessarily suit our little plan in our life. But God's word is clear, and it's always clear. And sometimes it may take quite a long time for us to realize the true meaning of the word that the Lord may have spoken. We may have put our interpretation on it, which we have to prove was not correct or right. But here we have a statement really from the Lord which really couldn't be misrepresented or misunderstood. And he came and he said, Zacchaeus. There wasn't any doubt, was there, who the Lord was speaking to? He wasn't speaking to the crowd. He was speaking directly to Zacchaeus. And that's a blessing as well when God comes and speaks directly to you and me. We don't look around and think, well, who's that for? Sometimes we do that, you know, and it's not a good thing to do. When a word is spoken, we think, well, perhaps that suits so-and-so. You know, we should always consider whether the word is applicable to our own case and whether the Lord is speaking to us. He was speaking here in this way to this man, Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus couldn't doubt it. The Lord had stopped, he was looking at him, and he was calling him by name. And then what does he say? Make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. He was up this tree, and the Lord told him to come down. And to come down quickly, to make haste. Well, I believe there are those occasions when, as it were, we may have been up a tree and wondering what was going to happen. Perhaps we've been looking and desiring to see Jesus. We may have run on ahead of the crowd, as it were, and climbed up into a tree so that we might get a better view, perhaps a clearer view. We may have perhaps, as it were, just peered through the crowd and not had a very good view. And we want to have that clear view of the Lord Jesus. Well, it is important for every one of us that we do have a clear spiritual view of the Lord Jesus as that one who can save our souls. The one who can deliver us from the wrath to come. We don't want to be in any place of misunderstanding. We do need to know the Lord is addressing us in a personal way and speaking to us. And here was his word, make haste. What it means is, Zacchaeus, don't dawdle. Zacchaeus, don't just stop where you are. Zacchaeus, make haste. What a blessing that is when the Lord speaks to us with regard to our spiritual state. Make haste. The tendency is often to put things off, especially when it comes to confessing the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Saviour. The tendency is to perhaps find an excuse, and we may look around. Well, here was the word very direct and very clear. Zacchaeus, make haste. A good thing in our lives. The Lord speaks to us in this way. Make haste. Because the things of God do require our urgent attention. You might say, well, why? Why do they require urgent attention? I'll tell you why. We don't know whether we'll see tomorrow morning, do we? What a terrible thing it would be if the Lord was to come and to take us and we had never confessed his name. And yet, there may have been this word, make haste. And we may have made excuses. You see, the devil is a past master at producing excuses. He's a past master at producing excuses. My friends, how easy it is for us to find an excuse. Now, Zacchaeus was being spoken to him, being commanded to do something. And it was a commitment that was being requested of him. He couldn't sit on the fence any longer, could he? He couldn't say, well, I'm not sure whether that's directed at me or not. The word was clear. Zacchaeus, make haste. And so the Lord speaks to us in similar words. Make haste. Let us not put things off. Let us not say, well, I think I'll wait for a more convenient time, because a more convenient time may never come. May never come. Let's realise that when the Lord speaks, we should not try and make excuses. We may think, well, that might be rather costly for me. Well, it may have been costly for Zacchaeus. There he was, a crook. And following this way, no doubt, it came into his mind that he would have to be honest from henceforth. Well, you know, talking in spiritual ways, we may have been a crook. Yes, we may have been a deceiver. We may have not been honest in our spiritual dealings. We may have made excuses and turned this way and that way. Well, here we have this clear statement. Zacchaeus, make haste. And there was a very clear word to him. Come down. Come down, Zacchaeus. He was up in the tree. Zacchaeus, come down. And perhaps in our life, we have to come down. We may be high up in our own estimation. We may have a good view of ourselves. We may think we're better than we really are. The Lord comes and speaks in this way. Make haste and come down. It's a good thing to be in a low place and not a high place. Yes, because he that is low need fear no fall. But if you and I are high, we may fear falling. And if we fall, you know, falling can do damage. Sometimes serious damage. It's a good thing if we're low and in a low place, because then we don't have a high opinion of ourselves. And it's then we're in a right condition and situation to have a high opinion of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so here was this clear instruction to this man that he was to make haste and to come down. Come down from that tree, Zacchaeus. And he gave a reason. What a wonderful reason it was. For today I must abide at thy house. The inference is clear, isn't it? If Zacchaeus had continued to stay perched up in that tree, the Lord had passed on, then the Lord wouldn't have come and abode at his house. If he'd disobeyed the Lord would have gone and passed on. So how necessary it is that we observe these accounts, which clearly show us the right way and the way that you and I should react and act in the things of God. Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Now the instruction had been given for him to come down and to make haste. And what do we read? And he made haste and came down. It's good to be obedient to the word of the Lord. It's good to be obedient to the word of the Lord. Again, just remember, the devil will produce all manner of excuses why you should not obey the Lord. I'm sure I don't have to run through a list. I'm sure you can run through a list in your own mind. You may have proof of those occasions that you may have regretted when the devil's had the upper hand. The devil has had the sway, and the days have passed by, and you find now that you regret the occasions when you did not obey the simple, clear instruction of the word of God. Well, and you see, one of the biggest excuses is to say, well, I'm just too bad. Well, couldn't have been worse than Zacchaeus naturally, could we? He was a crook, he was the chief of the publicans. But you see, he heard the word of God, and what do we read? And he made haste, and he came down. It's a blessing to have the answer of a good conscience when we obey the word of the Lord. And I tell you this, if you disobey the word of the Lord, it will be a nagging in your conscience. Yes, you won't be able to get away from it. You may try and hide from it. You may try and say, well, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. If the Lord's spoken to your heart, you won't be able to get away from it. Because when the Spirit works in such a way that he writes his word, as it were, indelibly in our heart. And you will not be able to escape from the word of the Lord. And so here we have this statement here. What Zacchaeus did, he made haste and he came down and received him joyfully. Receive the Lord joyfully. Now, just ponder that. He knew that the Lord Jesus was a righteous man. He knew he was the Son of God, and he knew he was very different. But nonetheless, he received him joyfully. Well, what a favour it is if you and I can receive the Lord into our heart joyfully. And I believe it will be like this. when we realize that the Lord has looked upon us, that we never deserved it. Zacchaeus never deserved it. The Lord looked upon him. We never deserve it. If the Lord's looked upon us and has spoken to us, surely we can receive him joyfully for his great goodness toward us in causing us to be in a certain place at a certain time, to hear his voice speaking to our souls. Surely there is a wonderful blessing and a wonderful favour in that. And so here we have this statement. He came down and he received him joyfully. It was a result of him doing that which the Lord had spoken to him of. Come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And the Lord did that which he said he would do. He came and abode with him in his house. Now, do we want the Lord to come and to abide with us? Well, I hope we do. I hope we want the Lord to come, as it were, into our heart and abide for us, abide with us, to come to us. I hope that is our real desire and our real prayer. It'll be a poor show if we don't have any desire for that. If we haven't any concern, the Lord will come and dwell with us. And I say that because of this. You know, one day you and I will pass out of time. We should enter into eternity. And if we enter into eternity, it'll be in one of two places. It'll either be where Jesus is in glory, or where Jesus is not, in hell. If we don't desire Jesus now, we shall not want to be with Jesus in glory. And therefore it would be a wonderful blessing if our hearts desire that Jesus will come and abide with us. And so here we have Zacchaeus saying this, or making haste and coming down. And then of course there were those who were critical. They were critical. And my friends, don't be surprised if in our spiritual life we're criticised. People may speak against us and say, well, I don't think that person is very suitable, and why has the Lord looked upon so and so, and in fact, was that really true, was that really right? Expect opposition. Expect opposition. The Christian path is always one of opposition, but it is also the path of a good conscience, as you and I may hear and obey the voice of the Saviour. And these people, they murmured, and when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. Yes, people may be surprised when the Lord touches our hearts. They may be surprised. And they may speak against us. But my friends, the answer of a good conscience is a wonderful blessing. And so the Lord did come. And then we see Zacchaeus then confessing his situation. Confessing his situation. I believe when the Lord comes into our hearts, we'll have to confess our situation. Because we will realize then, we can't hide anything from Almighty God, because God has come and he's seen where we were. He's found us. He found us. You know, he found Jacob, didn't he? in a very far off place, we're told. He found him in the waste, howling wilderness. That's where the Lord found Jacob. The Lord found Zacchaeus up this tree. My friends, the Lord finds his people. And the great blessing is, if he's found you and me, and if we have the evidence in our heart, yes, the Lord has found me. He found me when I was a stranger, wandering from the fold of Christ. Yes, and he, to deliver our souls from danger, interposed his precious blood. Yes, what a glorious thing that is, to realize that this blessed Lord Jesus, who came where Zacchaeus was, in no less manner comes to his people today and speaks to them today and makes them honest today. It's the evidence of the gracious work of God when we rejoice in the Saviour and we come bowing down and confessing our sins. We can't hold ourselves up. We bow down before the Lord. And so we see Zacchaeus when he came and he stood. He stood before the Lord and he said unto him, "Behold, Lord," and it's important to notice how he addresses Jesus. Yes, he addresses him as Lord, his Lord. Didn't address him just as an ordinary man. The Lord had spoken directly to him. He instructed him, and he comes in this way and he speaks to him as Lord. Well, again, the evidence of life in our souls is when we come and we address the Lord Jesus as our Lord. As our Lord. And if you really address Jesus as your Lord, that means that you desire that he is your Lord and that you might do his will and bow down and follow him. Oh, what a favour it is to have the Lord as our God. And so we see here Zacchaeus coming and saying, "Behold, Lord." He wanted the Lord to behold what he was saying. It's a good thing, is it not, if we desire, when we come in prayer to God, that we desire that he will look upon us and behold what we are saying. That it's not just words which fly off into the unknown, but they're words directed to God himself. "Oh, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore unto him fourfold." Well, that was his confession. That was the situation. And we might think, well, how is the Lord going to respond to a statement like that? Is he going to say, "Well, that's very well done. You've done well in doing that"? He spoke a far greater thought than that. And he made this statement. He came and he said unto him, "This day." Remember, there he was on this day. The Lord had come to Zacchaeus. He'd spoken to him and it was the same day. And he said, "This day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham." The Lord knew he was a son of Abraham. He knew he was one of those for whom he had given it, would give his life and die upon that cross at Calvary. And he was able to speak in these wonderful terms, "This day is salvation come to this house." Now, we all need to hear such a statement spoken to us by our God. That salvation has come to our house, has come to us in a personal way. There were lots of people, weren't there? There were crowds. The Lord came directly to Zacchaeus. And may we have the evidence the Lord has come directly to us. And to speak like this, "This day is salvation come to this house. Salvation, of course, means the saving of the soul. Nothing greater. To know that we have had a day or come to a day when the Lord has spoken directly to us in this way, that this day is salvation come to this house. That we have the evidence that we are born again of the Spirit of God. Yes, what a favour that is. And what an important thing it is. Many things are important in our lives. We place things in different categories. But my friends, this is the most important consideration that you and I can ever consider, because it has reference to our eternal life, which is far more important than our little life on this earth. And so we have a statement like this. This day is salvation come to this house. What a wonderful blessing to know the Lord has come to us, brought us salvation, so that we are born again of the Spirit. You know, there was a wonderful day, wasn't it, in the life of Zacchaeus. It would be a wonderful thing if we can find in our lives a wonderful day when the Lord came and spoke and called us and gave us that good hope in our heart that we are born again by the Spirit of God and that salvation has come to us. This day, said the Lord, this day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. He was one of the household of faith. He was one of those for whom the Lord Jesus Christ was to die. He was one of those who was ordained. He was one of those who was chosen by God. What a blessing to know the truths. As the Lord Jesus said later on in his life, he said, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain." It is the blessed and glorious work of the Saviour. Yes, he it is who chooses and ordains and blesses. And so we have this statement, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. And then the Lord says, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." By nature, we're all lost. We're all lost. We're lost and ruined in the fall, that fall of Adam. Adam and Eve, when they committed that original sin in the Garden of Eden, and sin passed upon all mankind. And because of that, we're all lost. What a wonderful thing it is to know the Lord Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. The Lord sought out Zacchaeus. He sought him out. He found him. Has the Lord sought you and me out? Has he found us? And tonight, do we bless God for it? Do we rejoice, and as Zacchaeus did, do we rejoice and bless God for his amazing grace? Like John Newton said, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me." Zacchaeus was a wretch, yes, and you and I are wretches, and we'll confess that before our God. We won't claim to be a self-righteous person. We'll confess who we are, and we'll be so thankful then the Lord Jesus is come, the Son of Man. Note how this is spelt out. The Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. That's why the Lord Jesus came into this world, to save his people from their sins. Never lose sight of the great glory of the plan of salvation, and the great glory of the life of the Saviour, and the great glory of the death of the Saviour, when he so willingly came and gave his life. He gave his life for Zacchaeus. My friend, has he given his life for you and me? Do we come and realize that there is all our hope in what Christ has done? No help in ourselves, but there is hope in the finished work of the Saviour. And what a glorious work it was, and what a wonderful work, what an amazing work it was, that the Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, let us never underestimate the sacrifice of the Father in giving his Son, and the sacrifice of the Son in giving his life, so that you and I might be saved from all our sins. Oh, what a blessing it is to know that we have such a Saviour, who was so willing to endure the cross, so willing to endure the agony that he had to face in order to save our souls. Isn't there a wonderful glory in the death of the Saviour? And then to think death could not hold him. He rose from the dead, a great and glorious conqueror over sin, death, hell, and the grave. And now, my friends, he sits victorious in glory on the throne at the Father's right hand, there to intercede for you and me today. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. What a blessing it is when the Spirit of God comes and makes us willing in the day of his power, when he comes and softens our heart, when he comes and reveals himself to us as our all-sufficient Saviour, like he did to Zacchaeus all these years ago. Well, we're thankful. I hope we're thankful. The Lord of God Almighty has seen fit to record this wonderful, short and simple account. But how relevant it is for you and me today. It is the truth of God's word, and it speaks very clearly. And oh, may we take heed tonight to the words that we read as a text. Make haste and come down. Come down from our high position, from our wrong position, from our wrong thoughts. Come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And having been made willing in the day of his power, then to realize the glory of these words, for the Son of Man, the only begotten Son of God, the Son of Man, came to seek and to save that which was lost, and to have a humble and yet true hope that such words apply to us, will bring us comfort and joy and peace, and we can then look forward to believe that there is an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled which God has reserved for us through his grace, through his mercy, because of his great love wherewith he loved us. Great love. Oh, my friends, what love there must have been in the heart of the Saviour to love a wretch like Zacchaeus, and perhaps we might say a greater love to love a wretch like you and me. But oh, may we tonight be thankful for the gospel, and may we indeed have the evidence, and oh, may we have the evidence that God has looked on us like he looked on Zacchaeus and spoke to him and called him. Oh, to have that evidence is to possess eternal life.